Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, now to the NRL Rich List. As I said, guys, I've been assured that these numbers are correct, and so we'll just work off that. Now, we're not going to go into specific. We might speak about like one or two specifically the amount that they've been said to be on. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to get who has the most players in the top 100. So like 1 to 16, who has the most players all the way to who has the least players in the top 100. So, for example, Dragons are number one. The Dragons have 10 players in the top 100. Now, we were talking last week about I cannot understand how the Dragons haven't recruited anyone. I think this answers our question.
It all makes sense now.
It makes sense why they've been unable to recruit anyone. They got no. Their cap is like completely squeezed. Completely squeezed.
Well, like have a look at this list. I think the number 100 is at 500K. So if they were 10 guys on absolute minimum, there's 5 million.
Yep.
Which is not for those playing at home.
Yeah. Yep. It's, mate, it's absolutely amazing
that. And then you consider Ben Hunt's, what's third on the list at 1.1 million.
Yep.
That is a lot of money tied up in 10 players.
Mate, it's really, really interesting. Unfortunately, you'd have to say that outside of Benny Hunt, the players that are getting paid that up are underperforming. And so you're not getting your bang for buck. Whereas, you know, second on the list is Eels, which right now the inconsistency of it, Eels have 8. You'd have to say they're probably not delivering. Roosters, they've begun to deliver. Rabbitohs, you'd probably say they're definitely delivering. Storm, they're still sitting top 4. Panthers, 7. I'll read the list out. So it goes, this is 1 to 16, 1 being having the most players in the top 100, 16 being having the least. Dragons, 10. Eels, 8 players. Roosters, 8 players. Rabbitohs, 7 players. Storm, 7 players, but that's including Nofo-Woluma. If you took him out, you'd have 6. Panthers, 7. Bulldogs, 7, which is interesting. Broncos, 6, which I think is a pretty good spot to be sitting with where they're at. Sharks, 6. I think that's an incredible spot for Sharkies to be sitting. Titans, 6. That's scary. Raiders, 6. Cowboys, 6. Knights, 6. Manly, 4. Warriors, 4. And Tigers, 4. Not including Nofo-Woluma. It's weird because do you feel that, like, for example, Tigers and Warriors being at the bottom and also essentially being at the bottom of the table, are they not being risky enough and throwing enough big money at the big players?
Yeah, potentially. I think it also comes down. I had a look through it yesterday and sort of, I think, you know, it's hard to get all this data, but it is interesting as we go through to take the context of what positions these guys play as well. Like, I was shocked at how many in the top 50 are front row forwards. Like, that really surprised me.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like you?
Oh, I expected them to be high for sure.
Yeah. I expected there to be that many that are high, but I personally wouldn't build a team like that.
Yeah.
Same as centers, as Tim said before. So, I shouldn't say I was surprised. It's just not how I would go about it. Mm. But in saying that, when you've got a premier front row in front of you and you want to give him 500, he wants 700.
Yeah. When I was there, it was basically like your halves, your nine. One actually didn't used to be hectic. Your fullback didn't used to be anywhere near as hectic as it is today. And then it was your front row.
Yeah.
Like center and winger were literally down the bottom. And so I can understand why front rowers, because it's so hard to find a fucking good front row and they're so important to go forward.
Whereas now in the modern game, like fullbacks are almost as important as your 7 and 6, realistically.
Seriously. So it's interesting. Like, do you admonish the Warriors and Tigers for saying maybe you need to be a bit more aggressive in the market? Or is it they have been aggressive, they've just been unable to land people? It's a tough one.
I think it's more so they're unable to land people.
Unable to land. It's going to be interesting to see where Tigers sit on this list next year. Yep. With a couple of recruits they've got. I think really good signs for Broncos and Sharks to be sitting at the six mark with so much growth left. But Dragons is the interesting one. 10 up at the top by themselves. So they've essentially got 10 starters probably on massive coin. And they're coming, what, 10 or 11? Wow. Are you concerned for Dragons seeing that?
I was concerned 2.5 weeks ago. I think we all were about this. Now, this is just evidence why we should be concerned today. And like you go through that list and, you know, as I said before, it's not like they're all on 500 either.
Yeah. Sorry, does this prove that the Dragons are, in fact, not doing the money ball approach, as we've said all year, or as everyone said all year?
Yeah, I guess so.
And I mean, like, just talking off the top of my head, like your Amodes and stuff weren't on this list, were they?
No.
Like, it's not even the young guns that they're just trying to sew up, so they're paying them overs to keep them there.
Mm.
It's all the other guys.
Yeah.
It's the other guys that when they get injured, they bring the next guy in, and I'm like...
Maybe it's the money ball approach in the sense that you've got guys that used to be worth, you know, like a prime Josh Maguire that used to be worth 700-800K, he's gotten for 500K. And so I think that might be more the Moneyball approach that was getting thrown around, that he's got these like veterans that have gone down a bit in value that potentially could add a bunch. If they can find their form again, they can add a bunch of value. The Dragons have got to sort that cap out. And they got to, holy, 10. Massive congratulations to Nathan Cleary too. 1.3 million. If any man deserves it, it's that bloke.
Mate, congratulations to all the blokes on this list. How bloody good.
Bloody oath. Get your money, boys. So if you want to check that out, it's the Daily Telegraph, pretty sure. You go there, you can see the top 100 that I'm assured is accurate, or at least as close to accurate as you're going to get. What do you got, Maddie?
Just breaking news, the Warriors have released a statement. Their Roger Skuivasashek fan is not banned for life.
Oh, thank God. I was going to talk about that. What an absolute joke. And talk about the Streisand effect. Like, because you went and told him you had a lifetime ban, you made a massive deal. Whereas if you don't kick him out and he does his little thing, we have a laugh. No one's talking about it. No one gives a shit about it. A bloke did a shoey. We've seen it a million times. Good on him. It's funny. Who cares? But the fact that because they made a deal out of it, it's the Streisand effect. It fucking made it way bigger. So congratulations to Roger Skuivasashek or Skuivasashek.
Just on the rich list, and interesting seeing those numbers, Campy. I'd had a look, obviously, at the individual wages coming out, but I hadn't sort of considered it from the perspective that you've just thrown at us. And as like a super coach, rugby league nerd, who I love roster management and all these sorts of things, and the balance of squads, really just to take some words off my old mate on the left, coming off the dome, but... you can take so many... Every squad and the way they've gone about their roster can be approached in so many different ways. And I look at Manly, for example, who in recent years have been very, what we would, I suppose, call a top-ended roster, where they just throw a lot of their money at, you know, Tom Trbojevic, Daly Cherry-Evans, Jake Trbojevic, these guys in key positions.
Mm.
And it's that can be such... It's a high-risk, high-reward approach to putting your roster together, because you've got like 3 to 4 absolute stars in key positions that can be match winners and can take you to a premiership. We saw them, you know, get on the verge of it last season. They've looked good at times this season. But when you're also investing your money in all those players, if one or even two of them go down, like we've seen with Tommy Turbo this year, you can be stuffed.
Yeah,
so you're, like, you're not balancing yourself out very well. Your depth becomes a massive issue.
Mm.
And then looking at Parramatta, they're another one who surprised me with eight players on the list, in that we've sort of said they're one of the most well-rounded rosters in the NRL. Their depth at the club is incredible. I thought, due to how good their depth has been and their 1-17 exceptional, that maybe they wouldn't have been as high on this list. But it's a very fascinating list and a fascinating way of looking at it, the way it's been put together.
Yeah, just like, it just shows how much of a sweet spot there is to win a comp. Like, you look at the Penrith Panthers, you know, with seven players there, incredible considering they've got number one.
Well, what's interesting is that, let's say, like, I think most people would make the argument Broncos and Sharks and Cowboys are probably one big recruit away from winning a comp. And they're sitting on six, and Storm and Panthers are sitting on seven. So, like, it probably shows you that that seven number is right about where you want to be, because you don't want to be down at the bottom, because then you fucking...
And isn't it also, like, we look at the Eels and the Roosters, all I felt like I've said for the last few weeks is it's almost like they've got just one too many stars to make it all sort of gel. It's interesting, you know, that's obviously not a direct reflection of that. And Parramatta's the same. I look at their team and just go, 1-17, it's unreal. It's so good.
Yeah.
I don't think they can win at Colm.
Yeah.
On the flip side, I would argue that, and I'd love to see this list for the last 20 years and see where the most successful teams have come from. But we say the Melbourne Storm, and again, I know it's a bit of an outlier because of how good their spine was, but talk about top-heavy rosters where they just went in on your Cronks, you know, Munster at the back end, but like Cronks, Smithy, Slater.
Mm.
Now, them guys had incredible longevity in the NRL. Like, Smithy hardly missed a game, Cronk hardly missed a game, Slater, it's probably more the back end of his career, started missing a few, but had a pretty good run as well in these key positions. So I wonder during those years, would they have had 4 and 5 in this top 100 because they were so heavily invested in them guys? Maybe not, but they would have been on huge money. So I would imagine they would have had to have been.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So it's not to say that you can't win it with only 4 or 5 in this top 100. And also being in the top 100, having numerous is a show of your success. We look at the clubs there, Eels, Roosters, Rabbitohs, Storm, Panthers, all up top. The most successful club. So I said, you could look at it a million different ways, but it's fun to dissect.
What's a minimal contract in the NRL?
I think it's 125.
It'd be interesting to see, like,
110 or 125.
Yeah, something around there.
It chops and changes a little bit, but
it'd be interesting to see the teams, how many players they had from 500K to 200K.
Yeah.
Around that mark to see.
Well, it's like, it's interesting because, like, okay, so that means that Tigers have, if you went the underneath 500K, sorry, if you went 500 to 400K, Tigers probably have the most there because they've got the least in the above that.
They'd have to.
They'd have to because otherwise how are they spending their money?
On this list, who's the Tigers' highest paid?
Luke Brooks.
Oh, of course, he's in the top 10, right. Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, it had Hastings on like 700K.
Yeah, but I don't reckon he'd be... 5. No, he was lower. He was 5.
Oh, he's 5? Okay. Yeah.
But obviously, you know, his contract at the moment is an opportunity to come back.
I actually think that might be overs, as in, like, he's worth that for sure. But, like, he was coming back from the Super League for an opportunity. Yep. 500K is a great contract, and he's probably not getting paid that much more at Super League. So that's actually a bargain buy. It's funny.
It's interesting that of those four players that are on the list, Joe Offengawi, they're all at the very bottom end of it. Aside from Brooks, who's right up top. Offengawi, 550. Noffa, 510. And then Hastings, 500. So they're not even the top end of it.
So they just must be like bang on. Like their most of their squad must be between 400 and 500K. And I guess, and that's the argument for, you know, maybe it's they couldn't recruit or whatever, but it's like.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's the argument for you're actually paying for an average list instead of going, you know what, let's go balls to the wall. Because, like, for example, no one in there – I know Brooks is on 960, But like, they could afford to go and pay someone 1.3 right now, you know, a superstar.
In saying that, just off the top of my head, and I don't know if there's more, they're obviously paying off David Nofaluma to beat the Melbourne Storm. They're playing Mosen Bai to beat the St. George Illawarra Dragons.
I don't think they'd be paying Nofaluma. I think no, Storm would be okay. paying the rest
well,
of the year.
They're playing Mosen. Is there anyone else that the Tigers would be chipping in for other contracts there? It says the Tigers are tipping in about half of Mbai's salary, and that's 900K. So you can almost chuck in another one there for Mosen Bai, realistically.
Yeah, wow.
And next season, I think you'll find for the Tigers, IPAP, provided he gets to the Tigers, he'll be on it.
So he's confirmed that he's going.
He has?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Great news for
him. Great news, so, yeah, for sure.
IPAP, Coruscant as well. And then Adam Dewey, I'd be surprised if he didn't end up on 500-plus by
surely.
Next season. So,
surely.
So their four next season could flip to, along with Brooks and Hastings, depending how that half scenario works out, all of a sudden could have seven players on this list. It can change pretty quick.
See, what I don't get is, like, it says Moses is on 950. So, like, the argument around him being a million-dollar player is irrelevant. Like he wants $1 million, like, that's clearly not true because he's already essentially on it. Do you think 50 grand is going to stop Mitchell Moses from saying? So, yeah, so really, really interesting, guys. It'd be, as you said to me, it'd be really interesting to look at, like, the last 5 to 10 years or even 20 years and see what is the sweet spot. Do you want 7 to 8 players in the top 100 of the salary cap, or do you want to land around the 6 or 5 to 6? It'd be real, real interesting.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.